Viter in Shasfir and Mesechus of Rezor, Dav Tes Zion, picking up on Tes Vavim, based by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. Ein Mochen Lehem Trisim. You can't sell Trisim, which are shields. Vieshom Mochen Lehem Trisim, some say you are allowed to sell to Vodazornix Trisim. My time, what's the reason why it would be a problem? Elim Mishum, the Magnu Alayu, if you want to say, because they protect the Vodazornix. Yahaki, if you look at the Visarin Amila, you can't even sell them wheat and barley. Right, because you're going to be able to live from them. Amarav, beep, turn the page. That's not enough. E-F-shar. Hakanami. E-F-shar means if it's possible, E-F-shar, if it's possible to hold back from selling the wheat and barley, right, without having some sort of issue that's going to arise from that. Rashi says below Eva, that they're not going to come along and, you know, there's going to be some major issues that come up along, then... Yeah, Hachanami. You shouldn't sell that to them to also. Yigadami, some say, Trisim, Hainu, time a little low. Why is it Trisim, though? The Chishlim Zinayu, because when their weapons get destroyed, right, when they're fighting in the middle of their battles, Katla Begavayu, they kill with the shields. Therefore, it can help them go and do these type of things. Rashi says, Kishakolim Kli Zayin B'milchama Katal B'Trisim start killing with their shields. Okay. V'yeshami Mochel M'Trisim. Some say you are allowed to sell M'Trisim. Why? D'chishlim Zinayu. Because when their weapons get destroyed, Merik Arki, they run from the battlefield, and therefore they don't use these things in order to go into kill. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba V'Ravua. Halacha Ki Yesham Halacha is like Yeshamim, that you are allowed to go and sell it to them. You can't sell them thick pieces of iron. Rashi says chatichos avos shekorin mashash. You can't sell my time. Mishum dechol sheminayu klizayim, because they can, what can they do is they can use that. Rashi says machlishen osan bekornus. You take like a hammer and an anvil. Ad shenasa dakos, they make it very skinny. They smash it down. Vaosim mehen clay zion. That's how you make a sword. You take the big piece of metal and you keep smashing it until it becomes a sword. If that's true, you can't give them hose or another type of gardening tool. That's like very sharp. You can't do it also because it can make it into a weapon. Amrav Zvid b'parzala hindua. Says Rashi, what's it talking about? The type of iron you're not allowed to sell them is Indian iron. Rashi says, Shel Eretz Hodu, Shein Osen Osa Elilik Design. That is something that's made specifically only for weapons. I have a Idna de Kamazabni, none. But nowadays we actually do sell it to them. Why is it okay to do that? Amravashi, Lefarsoi, de Magnu, Levan. We sell this only to the Persians, because they're coming along, the Parsoi, because they protect us. Rashi says, Nelchamim, Lishmor, Ha'ir, Vesoshvea, and therefore we sell it to them. Right, we said you can't sell the big animals, oxen and cows and things like that. And then it goes on to say also when they're babies, like calves or baby horses, healthy or not healthy. And Huda says that when it comes to it matters it if it's messed up. Tanya wrote to anybody, say Huda matir b'shavura, if it's a messed up one, if it's a maimed or broken type of animal. If because it's not able to get better and to live. Rashi says, "Mistama the shechita zavna." Therefore, it must be they're buying for shechita. V'lo mishilei, they're going to hold on to it. V'lo chazilei Yisrael bay of the kochavim the tepe charva minei lezvune shleima. They're not going. No yid is going to see it by him and then think that you're allowed to go and sell a healthy one because they realize this is like on its way out. Amru lo, Chama said to Rabbi Yehuda, "I have a lo mar bien alevilis." Instead of shechting it, maybe they're going to use it in order to mate with it. Meaning not them themselves. They're going to bring another animal upon it, and it's going to give birth, and it's going to continue on. If it came into our being, I'll let you lead this since I was a kid. So they're going to go ahead and keep this animal for a while. Right, to say that people are going to see the animal, and they're going to see this animal, they're going to think that selling this healthy animal is going to be okay to do because you see it kept over there. Yeah, when she gives birth, then you can go and ask her. Well, that's what she's saying. She says, Tasru the low tail, it's never going to happen. In other words, expression of, what about when she gives birth? Yeah, okay, no problem. Come back to me when that problem happens. Alma, Loma, Kabel, Zachar, right? We see from here that a female animal that's all messed up is not going to be having a relationship with a male one. Bemisari, Matir, Besos, some emissary matters. Selling the big animals. When it comes to a horse, Tanya, we learned in a brayse. When Beser Matir Besus, when Pnei Shu Osa B'Malacha Shein Chayav Yaleil Chatas, the reason why Matir is because it does a malacha that it's not going to be any chatas that comes along with it. Because the worst case scenario, right, they're going to do something which is the riding of the horse. If you're going to end up riding the horse, it's just their rabbanon. Rav As Rabbi Osa Men Pnei Shtei Devarim, he asks to sell the horses for two reasons. Echad Mishum Toras Kli Zayin. One is because the horses themselves are a weapon. It's a behemagasa, therefore we're going to make a mistake with other ones. Bishlam Torah's clay zayin ikat the katal b'schufe, you can kill it with its hooves. Rashi says milamdeu laharog biyado esanoflim b'milchama. They teach it when the ones that fall in war, they come and they trample and they kill it. However, if ela Torah's behemagasa, like what's the issue there? Maihi, what does that mean that we're worried about that? Why? There's no like malacha that's going on here. Rashi Klomer, Isser Tam Mechiris Behema, Gasa Mahi, Halo Ovid Malacha, the Chayiv Chatas, the Nigzar, Yishem Nisyone. Right? There's no malacha that's going to do it. It's going to be Chayiv Chatas. So you should be answering this over here. So what is going on? Amar of Yochanan, Lichashiaskin, when the horse is older and it can't carry anyone anymore, Matchina Berichayim B'Shabbos, they use it in order to grind on the millstone on Shabbos. So it says V'Amalachi, and that itself is the Amalacha, that's the problem. Amar V'Yochanan, Halacha Ben B'Seir, Halacha Zek Ben B'Seir, he lets you sell all the horses. Yibayilu, Shor Shaptam. If you have a shore, Rashi says, Shapitmo, you fatten it up. V'shamin ma'od, V'ainu Royal Malacha, it can't actually do any work. Ma, what's going to be the din for a fat cow? As she says, Ma'u l'morcha lo v'kachavim. Tibay the Rabbi Yehuda, Tibay the Rabbi Yehuda. It's a question on both ends. Tibay the Rabbi Yehuda, Adkan lo kosher Rabbi Yehuda. You can't sell them. Ela b'shvura, unless it's a messed up animal. The law says l'cha malacha, but you can't actually come to a malacha over here. Aval hai, but in this particular situation, it may be fat, as she says. Well, let's finish off. V'chimashile, when he holds on to it, and if you put on a diet, asa kamalacha, it can come back to the ability of coming to malacha. Rashi is demashile v'chazile lacher zman biyadei. You can become better. V'alfagav d'hashalak lemechas l'nisione. You know, I'm worried about testing the animal before Shabbos. That's going to go into Shabbos and carry miu nafka mina chorba limkor shar shavarim l'v'kachavim. So we have a problem there, and therefore Aser, even Behuda would say that this is Aser. Odema filo rabbanan, even according to rabbanan, you could sell it. Because why? Because you could say loka asri hasam. They asked the selling the messed up animals there in the Mishnah only the stame lav l'shchita kai, because mistama it's not there for shchita. Aval hai, but this fat ox, the stamal shchitkai, for sure it's going to be shechted. I feel about unsure even they would come along and do matter, because why are you fattening it up like that if not to go and eat it? So that's where we're stuck. Toshima, let's take a look. That really, it's going to be usher. Tamar v'Yudam Shmuel shall base Rabbi Hayomar Krivin Shor shall ptam b'yom Edom. Rabbi's household, they would bring fattened ox on their holidays. She says, Mas vidoron lamelech, shoshaptam the avodas bizayin haisa. Roy, it was degrading to the people of his home. Chiser arba'a rivavan, Rebbe's household spent 40,000 coins. Rashi says, yeah, they brought it out. Levatel, shalei kivu, we only them, they shouldn't have to bring it. So back in the gar, shemek kivin asal yom, that they shouldn't have to go and bring it on that day. To pay the king's thing on their holiday. Elo lamachar, but let them go ahead and pay it, but they'll do it tomorrow. Right? And the reason for doing this was his goal is like try to uproot this. Chiser arba riven. The next year, they spent another 40,000 coins, to bribe the royal family. Yoshenu kivin aso chai. They should not have to bring it while it's still alive. El shachot, only once it was shechted. Chisar ba riva, the next year, chisar ba, right, spent another 40,000. Arba rivivan, right, so 40,000. In order to bribe them, Shema kivin aso kolika, they don't have to do it at all. So he slowly was trying to get away from having to do it. My time, what's the reason he wanted to bring it when it was already shechted? Lav mishom dilmas el shirik, because maybe the king's going to keep it alive and it's going to get in a diet and it's going to go back to, an issue. And the fact that he wanted to get away from that must be that it's also to sell to them. Boom. Answer. And so going back, what's the reason he said not today, but rather tomorrow? This doesn't avoid giving, you know, the false impression. People think that they're giving something that's going to be mutter. Rashi says, "Lemekar porta mechavin." Ella Rebbe Mekar Milsabai. Rebbe just wanted to uproot this thing over here. For Savar Yaakov Asi porta porta, I'll uproot it. I'll do it little by little to uproot it, right? But not a raya. You don't have an answer here. Rechim Ashile. Is it really so that he wants to keep it alive? Bar Yev Oven Melacha. So eventually becomes stronger. It's going to be able to do work. Amarav Ashi, Amarav Zvida, Bar Torah Mashin and Lay. He said, Rashi says, Pitum Haya, he was a fatter, he used to fat these animals up, and he said, Bar Torah Mashin and Lay, we keep an ox that was fattened until it becomes not fat anymore. Favid Al Chad, the train, and does double the work of the other ones. So the Gemara is showing that maybe you do an aser when it comes to this situation, and it's actually going to get better and be able to do the work again. Okay. Zog the next Mishnah. Ein mochen lehem dubin v'rayas. You're not going to go and sell to these avodah zarah nicks, which we know most people have those on them and they like to sell, you know, bears and lions. You're not allowed to sell anything that's going to cause havoc and damage to the public. You can't build with them. These are all different types of structures. The first one is a basilki, or is a basilica, right? This is a type of Rashi says, Lashon Tira Gavoa, it's high tower here. Kedamar B'sachas B'seder Yuma. Lishkas Hagazas Kemin B'silki Gedola Hayisav. Hashem B'sham Danim B'nei Adam U'mapilin Aso U'meis. They judge people over there, and they fall, and they die. Yeah. Hagardom, Rashi says, is Binyan Echad Hu L'dun Nefashos Kamo Shinayim Sha'olu L'gardom Rosh Hashanah. It's also a type of structure that is built in order to go and for capital crimes. Then the next one is Itzadia, is a stadium. It says Makom Shosin Sham Itzadinas Shore Kamo Shore Itzadin Menagich Vaharcha Nashim Besolku Lam. Like a, you know, they're like these college schemes. They throw people in the middle and they have animals run over and they did it for their own fun. Bima is Bima, the platform. Nami Kain Migdal Katzer Hu Vegavoa Kedamer Mesecha Sota Bima Shall Eitz Osin Lo Baazar Vaanu Karin Oso Alambra, by Osin also Lidchov Misham Ish. You push people from there. Let me say to his death. Isn't it nice? All these death buildings. Chol Yish Nezek L'Rabim. Mekadeshol Yispas Yitpas Yisrael Sham. Also, you don't want the Jews to get stuck with their fellow. You can't go build with them. You're allowed to build them. Bimusios. Rashi says Binyan Sheinu Tzarech Atzorech Avodah. It's a building that's not for Avodah Zarah. First of all, in Perkov Yishmal, the Fenugim Lobeis, Vekorin Lo Alter, the Tani Bimusios, Shalov Kechavim Mutarin, Umay Bimus, Bima Shal Evan Achas, Umakrev Zvachim, Davi Tashmish, the Tashmish, Shalov Kechavim, it's a Tashmish to Tashmish. And therefore, you're allowed to go build that, is the type of, like an altar for them, whose base marchasos and bathhouses. Rashi says bekarke hinos and amukin ma'od very deep. Ma'im noflim mi tachas falls underneath there. Va'anoshim rochsim umala al gabin nisarim. They would go and they would bathe over there. They would stand on the boards above. Higia lakibat shema midin bavos kochavim aser leivnos. Even though we said you're allowed to build these altars for them and these bathhouses, if let's say Gia Lakipa Shemamidim Bavod Kochavim, if it gets to a point where by building that it's going to get to this dome where they would put their Avodah Zarah, then Aser Livnos is going to be Aser to go ahead and to build this over here. Rashi says there was a minig they would do is that Derech Ovid Kochavim Lahambi Dumus Aphrodita, like Aphrodisia, Beis HaMechad Shalom, in their bathhouse. Aphrodite, this was the goddess. And they would put them in the bathhouses. Then it's also live, that's going to be also to do it. Even though a yid is let it go and help make something that would contain the actual dome, he's also to do something to the dome itself.
because that's going to connect to the Avodah Zarah itself. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chista, Amar Lo Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav, Amar Rav Roma. Chaya Gasa Harikya Behema Daka Lepirkus. A large Chaya, undomesticated animal, large undomesticated animal, is considered like a small, like a Behema Daka, in reference to Pirkus. Pirkus is when there's like the body is convulsing, it's like shaking. And if an animal dies before the Shechita is finished, then the animal is not allowed to be eaten. Right? So the Mishnah and Chulin, it goes into the case of an animal that's very, it's called the Misukenis, it's about to die, and we're worried whether or not it's going to die before you finish the Shechita. And the Chacham said that the animal has to be in a state that it's showing that it has life before the Shechita.
It's got to show some life by the end of the Shechita to show that it didn't die before that happened. That's called Pirkus, right? That's called like shaking around over there. So the Mishnah there says that the shaking, this type of convulsions, they require, applies to both, Behemah Gasa and Behemah Daka. However, there's a distinction between the two. To be mutter, a Behemah Daka has to extend its foreleg and then pull it back. Because if it just extends, it just means that it's, you know, like dying. But it's got to pull back. But a large animal only needs to extend it, because that shows that it's alive. So Rav here is teaching that the dying movement of a large, undomesticated animal, aka Chaya, Behemah Chaya Gasa, is going to be similar to the smaller one. In both cases, if it just extends a little bit, that happens when it dies. It's got to pull back also. And Rav's saying that a weak and dying large Chaya animal is shechted, and there has to be a full back and forth, extending and pulling it back, in order for it to be mutarit. Avalola mechira, but not with in reference to mechira sales. Says Rashi, limitli b'minhaga aval kibehima gasehi v'chol makom ein mochrim. We saw in the Mishnah that it's mutar selling these animals behima Hashem. A behima, not a chaya. The small behemoths, behemah daka, tavodah zarah, depends on the minhag. Rav here is saying that the large chayas are considered in this like the large behemoths, that it's usher to go ahead and to sell them. But Rav Chanan says that that this big animal, this big chaya, is considered like a Behemah Daka, also in reference to selling it. Makim shalagalim kar mochim, shalom kar mochim, it depends on what the minhag is. Who does a mouthful? Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, we can bring a raya from a Mishnah, right? Because Emochim do my rayas, you can't sell them. Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my! Bears and lions. Velo kol davar sheyesh bo nezek, rabban, anything that's going to cause nezek. Taima, what's the reason you know that they sell the large ones, right? The large chayas, like the lions and the bears, the bears, they're being nezek l'rabim because they're going to cause nezek. Ha'les be nezek l'rabim shari, but if it wouldn't be a nezek like to the rabim, Rashi says, ari, the les be niska, kigon ari tarbus, a tamed lion, shari. Amachaya gasa mochim lehen, kasha l'rab, v'chata l'ruchan, it's kasha l'rab, and it helps Erev Chanan over here, right? Then the taka is going to be mutter. With the gemara, rabba ra'ula, ba'ari Shavur. No, and the Mishnah says that you sell it to the Avodah Zarah next, but it's only talking about a messed up one. It's Shavur. It's maimed. Beep, turn the page. Tezayin Amud Beis. The Aliba the Rav Yehuda. And it goes according to the sheet of Rav Yehuda. It says Rashi, the Shari, the Kavasab of Himigasa. He says, Mutter like that in Himigasa. Avala Rabbanan Aser. Rav Yehuda Nami Ari Shalim Aser. V'chayagasa Kabahimigasa Kiraf. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, Stamari Shavur who ate some malacha, and a regular lion is considered Shavur in reference when we're talking about work. Meisave, right? So we don't have a rye anymore, but we knocked out both ryes from Chanan bar Rava from our Mishnah that we tried to bring from here. And now we're going to actually knock out his opinion altogether. Meisave. against Rav Chanan. It says the following brayso: Kishim sheim orchan lahem behem agasa, just like you're not allowed to sell to them behem agasa. Kachin orchan lahem chay agasa. You can't sell them a chay agasa, a large undomesticated animal. I feel welcome shem orchan lahem behem daka, even a place where they sell a behem daka. Still, Chayagasa, Emachem, you're not allowed to sell Chayagasa, says Rashi, Bishma Minah, Chayagasa, Eina Gabim Daka Lemachira. It's not a Gabim Daka in reference to sales. To Yufta of Chanan Marava, to Yufta. So it knocks off of that whole sheet over there. Says Rashi, Domer, Vadiyom Raf Lemachira, that even by Mechira, that a Chayagasa is to be like a Behemoth Daka. Nope, right? Also, in reference to sell, that is not true. Okay. Ravina Rami Masnisa and Abraisa Mashani. Ravina points out this is Rami Masnisa, a contradiction between our Mishnah and Abraisa. You fix up. Tanan, we're looking to the Mishnah. Ain Mochilim Dubim Arayos. We're not allowed to sell Tavodah Zarnis, beers and wines. Velo cold Dover Shishma Nezek Rabim. And nothing that's going to cause Nezek to the Rabim. Taima, the reason we're not allowed to sell them, the lions and the bears, this may Nezek, because of Nezek. All this may Nezek, with no Nezek, Mochin, you're allowed to sell it. Ramini, but we have a Bryce that says, Kashim, Shem, Mochin, Behemoth, Deasa. So also, you're not allowed to sell Behemoth, Gasa, Kachi, Mochin, Mechai, Gasa, and Sell. Chai, Gasa, Vafil, Mochin, Shemochin, Behemoth, Gedaka. Even in a place where they sell Behemoth, Daka, Chai, Gasa, and Mochin, you're not allowed to sell Echai, Gasa. Okay, so now it comes to say straight up that it's going to be us to sell teamed lions and things like that, which goes against what the Mishnah is saying. Mashani, the answer by Rishavar. When the Mishnah said that it's allowed to sell this lion to these Avodah Zarniks, it's what that means in the case where the lion is Shavar, it's broken, it's not Shalim. But Levi Rabbi Yehuda goes in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Bryce is talking about a full-on, healthy, large, you know, big, like, lion or something like that, and therefore it goes according to everyone's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. A lion is considered like broken when it comes to work. Because when does it do any lions don't do any work here? What are you talking about? And that is the Mishnah is showing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that since a lion is considered like it's maimed, like it's shavar, it's going to be mutter to sell those that are not dangerous. The Braisa really is saying those going to the Rabbanon, who's saying there's no exception of these type of animals. They're, no matter what it is, and now they sell these large animals. Maskevlo Rav Chanan, man lima lund, arichai agasahi. Who tells us that a lion is considered agasa? Doma chayadaki. Maybe a lion is a chayadaka. It's a small one. Ravashi diag matzisa. Ravashi learned that from the Mishnah, or most of the Yufta, and then he ends up knocking off. Is and that's how we got to Chanan Barava Tanakh, because we're going to the Mishnah. Ain Mochlem Dub Marai, sell and sell them the bears and the lions. Below Kol Davar, Shiyeshbo Nezek Lerabim, or anything that's going to be Nezek for the public. Taima. Now, this is the reason we're not allowed to sell a large Chaya Gasa. Is because it's being Nezek. Halas for Nezek, Mochin. If it didn't have any Nezek, then you could sell it. V'tayma Ari, there's Ari, this time Ari Shavar, wait, sell Malacha. Of Amidi Achrini, David Malacha, but anything else that can do work, if you had another Chaya, the Gasa, right? Even if it's not going to go and injure something over here, still low. You're not allowed to sell to Avodah Zarnik, right? And this goes against Chanan Bar Rava, who says that a Chayagasa, it's not usher to go and sell it. It's not for sure going to be usher. To Yufta of Chanan Barava to Yufta. So he is out. For Chayagasa, yes, my malacha of the. Where do you have a Chayagasa that's going to do any sort of malacha? Rabbi, I'm only Rabbi Yehuda. I'm only Mar Yehuda. Deve Mar Yochani, Tachani Rechayim Baod Barodi. Those that were part of the Yochani household, they would grind the millstone with wild donkeys. Right? Rashi says, Chamor Habar, wild donkeys. Wild horn donkeys. Wanna keep me in their way. Whatever it is. Okay, story time. I'm Rav Zera, Kavina Naba Rav, Bay Rav Yehuda Amalam. When we were by Rav Yehuda's place, he told us, Gemir Minai Ha Milsa. Learn from me, Gemir Minai, learn from me, Chomel said the following thing. The Megava Rabba Shmili, that I heard from a great person. I don't know if I heard it from Rav or if I heard it from Shmuel. Because Rehuda was the Talmud of both of them, says Rashi. Chaya Gasa. Okay, that's what we started off the Gemara with. When I came to Korkunya, Ashkachte Lerav Chia Bar Ashi. I found Rav Chia Bar Ashi, the Yosef coming Mishay to Shmuel, he was saying, you know, the name of Shmuel, Chaya Gasa Reik Behem Adak Lepirkos, a large, not undomesticated animal, it's considered like a small domesticated one in reference to Pirkos, Amina, and I said, well, it must be like to myself, I said, Shma Amina, Mishay to Shmuel, Etmar. Then I came and I said, it must have been that, I heard from Yehuda that whatever his name is Shmuel. When I came to Sura, Ashkachti l'Rabba bar Yirmiya, I found Rav Aro Yirmiya, the Yosef Akamar l'Mishmei the Rav, Chayagas Arike Behim Medaka l'Pirkos. Amina, Shma Amina, that, Itmar Mishmei the Rav, Itmar Mishmei the Shmuel. Some say the Rav, some say the name is Shmuel. Kisalikis, Salkis, Lahasam, when I went over there, Tarzisha, Ashkachti Ravasi, Yosef Akamar. Rav Chava Raguya Mishmei Durav Chagas Ayurikim Behim Adak Lebirkos Amr Lei. So I said Lo Savar Lamar the man Mar Deshmei to Rabba Bar Yirmiya. You don't you hold that whoever you know is the one who said this is Rabba Bar Yirmiya? Amr Lei said back Pasya Uchma, where Rashi says Kli Shachor, you black Kli. Minayu Minach this time Shmeita for me. And from you, this teaching is going to be understood. Says Rashi, what that means is that minai da aminalach mishmei derav. I said for mishmei derav chama minach the shabbat lemi derav bar yirmiya. This time shmeita temar shmuah b'shem omer. We're going to say b'shem omer. The hachi who, the hachi hava, the rav chama bar guria kibla me rav v'rabba kibla me rav chama. Right. Okay. So they heard it from each other. And Itmar Nami, Amarav Yizir, Amarav Asi, Amarav Bar Yirmiya, Amarav Chama Bar Guria, Amarav Chaya Gasa Rei Kibahim Adaka Lepirkos, Chaya Gasa, a large Chaya, is considered like a Behim Adaka in reference to Pirkos. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.